This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Laura.
And we love porn. This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
So this week's search term is...
Tattoos. Which I genuinely wondered if this was, you know, like, is this worth diving into?
But it's a very popular search term. Yeah. I was not aware of that either.
I wasn't either until you told me.
Yeah. It was, according to Pornhub, in 2018, it was the 7th most popular search term, just behind outdoor. And funny.
Which both to me, like, those sort of go hand in hand sometimes, yeah. I think.
I want to,
at least in terms of the appeal I see.
Yeah, I want a big burly guy with tattoos to fuck me outside.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Done. End of episode.
That's it.
We solved it.
It also grew significantly throughout the year. Tattooed women, the category, it grew in popularity by 88%.
Tattooed women specifically. The search for tattooed women grew by 88%.
88% compared to 2017.
I think ink on ladies is like a growing trend.
Yeah.
What do you think the psychology is? Like, why do we like tattoos?
Well, there was a couple studies done that I found some research about.
I can't wait.
So in this one done in France in 2013, mm-hmm. this guy basically put a bunch of tattoos, like temporary tattoos on women, mm-hmm. and then and had them sit outside in a bikini, and then had women without tattoos sit outside in a bikini. And the women that had tattoos, they were solicited by men 23.67% of the time, while women who didn't were only solicited 10% of the time.
Rough.
Yeah. And also women who had tattoos.
Rough 10%.
Yeah.
Those stats are just good for me to hear in general. Like, okay, if I'm sitting around, I got a 10% chance of being hit on.
Yeah.
That makes me feel better about hit on enough.
There you go. You just need more tattoos. But also he found that the men didn't find them necessarily more attractive, but they just thought that they had a better chance of sleeping with them. Like there was a correlation between women being promiscuous and having tattoos.
Right. So what I need to do is get a tattoo on my face that says...
that says, fuck me.
That says, inquire within.
With men with tattoos, this is interesting, women... didn't think another research that was done in Poland in 2017, 100 women and men were asked to rate 9 shirtless men. And overall, the women thought the men looked healthier with the
tattoo.
Wait,
I have the same thing.
Oh, really?
I have the extrapolated. I have the Maxim article.
Oh.
About that study.
Oh, really?
With the heading, here's why getting a tattoo will help you get laid, according to science.
Oh, give it to me.
Thanks, Maxim. Yeah, so the same thing that I think the same study, 2,369 women and 215 men were recruited and were first shown pictures of tattooed and non-tattooed men. Then they were asked to rate them on attractiveness, masculinity, dominance, aggression, potential for being a good partner, potential for being a good father, and how healthy they look. And the results revealed that the women rated men with tattoos as healthier, more masculine, dominant, and aggressive, but not any more attractive than men with no tattoos.
That's hilarious to me. Like, why healthier?
I don't know. I think that's why this whole...
How are you healthier if you have a tattoo?
Like...
He eats vegetables.
There's...
He gets tattoos. He shops at Whole Foods.
He eats vegetables, then he carves them into a needle. It has to be some, like... sociological or psychological correlation that we make subconsciously, or like whatever bias around, if he had tattoos, that means he's like climbing trees and he's a burly guy, or he's riding motorcycles, and that keeps him like, I actually can't find a correlation between tattoos and health.
See, oh, that's interesting. I went the route that like, oh, he like shops at Whole Foods and like does yoga.
And also has tattoos. You went like uber hipster.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm mean, a product sure. of my environment, okay? Come on.
Yeah. I mean, if you put two hipsters in front of me.
And one has
and
tattoos.
One has no tattoos.
Yeah.
And one has tattoos. Yeah, I'm like more likely to be like, no, but like he works, like he's like farm to table. Like maybe he's a chef.
Or chefs like, a lot of times have a lot of tattoos. Shop, you know?
A like sex
he,
shop?
A set shop. Like he like builds things.
Oh.
You know, so he's like.
That was very specific. I know exactly which set shop you're thinking of. Tattoos. Do you find tattoos attractive? Like, is that a pro or a con for you?
I really don't think that I do. I mean, I guess if I do, it's like subconscious. I've definitely had sex with a lot of people that have tattoos. Mm-hmm. But I don't, I actually don't really find like sleeves and things like that like super attractive. Hmm. It's just not my vibe.
I kind of do.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not full blown like I want a tatted guy.
Yeah.
But that is to me like hinting at a specific kind of dude. Do you know what I mean? Like someone who's like all tattoos.
Yeah.
There's a potential reason for that. That's mm-hmm. that then complicates the attraction because I'm not like looking for a bad boy.
Yeah.
But like a forearm is in general a turn on to me. Mm. Like a forearm with like a half sleeve.
Oh, sure.
Like a button down with like a messy rolled up sleeve. And a forearm is like a sexy part of a man to me.
Yeah.
So if there is a sleeve tattoo happening, or if there's like a little bit of tattoo on a forearm.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. I also like small tattoos. Love a good tattoo.
Yeah.
Like
I do too.
I've gotten more into, I mean, I have two tattoos.
Me too.
You have two? Oh. Do you want to talk about them?
Sure. I've got two tattoos on the insides of my forearms, on my wrists, that no one ever realizes that I have.
I have seen them, but I forgot. Except, I thought it was one and not
people
two.
People forget about them. The only time that anyone ever notices them is usually like at work, like when I'm like bartending or something.
Yeah.
They say breathe and be kind. And I got them after I got my heart broken the first year that I lived in New York City. And I hated everyone and everything. And I got them as like reminders to myself. Hmm. And I don't regret them.
That's great.
Yeah.
Do you know about my tattoos?
I actually don't know if I do. Do you have one like behind your ear, right?
Oh, you do know. Yeah. I have two. I have one behind each ear.
Oh.
I was going to make you guess. I was going to be like, what do you think is behind this
ear? I've definitely noticed.
Ear?
Well, we live together, so I've seen you in like all states of, you know, hair up, hair down.
Right.
Dress, undress.
Right. Yeah, I got them back there because actors, tattoos, whatever.
Right.
I hit them.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get them redone, though.
Interesting.
I want to get like a whole like what is down the neck a little bit. There's a UFO behind my right ear, and there's a owl behind my left.
Yeah. Yeah. Owl. That's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I guess I do like tattoos on a guy.
Yeah. A good, like an artfully inked tattoo.
Yeah. Like maybe like a couple, you know, like a handful of tattoos. Mm-hmm. I just don't love like, you know, whole body.
You
thing.
Love Owen Gray though.
He's got a
straight up like you say whole body and I think of him.
I know I do. He's my favorite porn star.
He's got some blacked out sections of his body.
He's really attractive to me. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm full of shit. You caught me.
So you love a tattoo.
I love a tattoo.
The more ink, the better.
Fine. Right.
Should we do our homepage hoedown?
Oh yeah, but really quickly, can I tell you this other fun fact?
Okay.
Because I was thinking about, you know, when we were looking for these porns, I was like, wow, I wonder like how many porn stars have tattoos. And there was, first of all, there's this thing called the Internet Adult Film Database.
Whoa.
Which is...
This is going to be such a research source.
Yeah, it's insane. And then this guy, John Millward, did a study of it. And he like broke down like, you know, like what, like he like basically compiled like the average male and female porn star and like what they look like, what their name is, like what their hair color is, things like that.
He created a like avatar of the average?
Insane. Yeah, it's
insane. Oh,
that's
creepy.
But anyways, he specifically about tattoos, he said 45.5% of porn stars have body art, which is only 9.5% more than the general population. So it's like not necessarily something that's just specific to porn stars.
Huh.
Yeah.
Funny. Makes sense.
Yeah. Anyways, that's all.
Now I want to know other details about that average avatar person.
I know. We'll talk about it later.
Okay. Homepage showdown.
Here we go.
These are the choice titles that came up when I searched tattoos on the aggregates. Jezebel James, toilet BJ, tattoo punk, street trash, suck cock, get flushed on TX.
What the fuck?
Yeah. The TX are is capitalized, so I don't know if that's Texas or thanks.
I'm going to say it's Texas.
I Jezebel like- James, toilet BJ, tattoo punk, street trash, suck cock, get flushed on Texas.
It all happened in Texas.
Thanks.
She went to Texas and she had a hell of a time.
I think it's thanks because like really? Suck cock, get flushed on. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I really wanted to get flushed
Thank
on.
Thank you so
get flushed
much.
On.
Yeah, like suck cock, get flushed on.
So like a Thanks. Toilet flushed on her.
Yeah, I think she gets like a fucking
she got a swirly.
Swirly. Yeah, degrading is what I imagine this porn is.
Yep, I'm gonna say that that's what the theme is there.
Mom tattooed and horny Hungarian MILF neighbor fucks younger toy boy.
Hungarian. Why did we need to know she's Hungarian?
I don't know, but also like. Wait, who are we talking about? Because it's mom tattooed.
Okay.
And horny Hungarian MILF neighbor.
Oh,
so I so think the two people oh, being described, I one is mom tattooed, and then one is the horny Hungarian neighbor, MILF. But they had to throw the MILF in there.
Yeah.
Because as we know, MILF is a spicy search term. Fucks younger toy boy. Views. Toy boy.
Toy boy.
They did their best.
Not boy toy.
Why do we know that he's Hungarian? Is that a something? Is that a fetish?
A
we need
horny?
To, do we need to do Hungarian
I
search
I bet there is. I bet like nationalities are.
Certainly. I just didn't know Hungarian.
Yeah.
Hungary was like up there.
Horny Hungarians. Oh, you don't know about that?
I do now. Very white and tattooed Trisha. She's very white.
As opposed to...
Yeah, she's just very, very white. She's like a very pale woman.
Oh, yeah. It's interesting that they used very white, not pale.
It's interesting
like
that they were like,
white. Like she's got privilege.
Luscious, milky skin. Like, is this like a Renaissance white? Era? Like, oh, the milky skin.
Does
of
she
the
listen
woman.
To like Rick Springfield? Like, why is she like very white?
Yeah.
No, exactly. She have, like a mid sized car. Like,
you are appealing to white nationalists with this? Yeah. Like, what is the point here? Tattooed Xmas bitch fucked properly.
Why is she an Xmas bitch?
Because she has a Santa hat on. That's the whole
it?
Thing.
That's it.
Yeah, you know about Christmas fucking. You know that's a big appeal.
Xmas bitch. And she has tattoos.
Yes.
Okay.
She is a tattooed Xmas bitch. It doesn't actually look like she had a lot of them. Just looked like she had a Santa hat on. And they're like, I don't know what else about her.
Yeah.
She tattoos. Tattooed blonde angel is a perfect devil.
Oh.
See what they did there, Rachel? Do you see it?
Come on.
Do you
Points.
See?
Points for creativity.
Do you see what they did?
Smarty pants.
Last one.
This guy has a degree.
I shouldn't have even included this.
Okay.
But I was like, interesting try. Tattooed young couple fucked the weekend. Now, I included this because I was like, I think this is for me. Yes. It's just, it's an amateur, like, self-made porn.
Yeah.
With a fairly hot couple. They're, like, very fit.
Yeah.
He's got a ton of tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably in Santa Barbara. They're in some, like, beachy-looking place.
Santa Barbara.
I just feel like they're in, like, an apartment that's, like, got mediocre decoration. They're in NoCal somewhere.
Yeah.
San Diego. I don't actually know what Santa Barbara's like, so maybe San Diego. Who knows where they are? And... And the weekend is playing softly in the background.
In the background.
And I was like, tell me more.
Yeah.
This actually
that's
grabbed
so porn
me.
For you.
I watched this porn.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was better than the 809 views and 50% rating it got.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like hot people and like believable sex.
Yeah.
Like they're clearly a couple. So I also looked at the like channel. I was like, what's happening here?
Yeah.
And it's clearly consensual. It's not like secret cam shit. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Like the girl like looks at the camera and like moves it at one point.
Yeah.
So it seems like a couple she that knows. Like maybe thought like porn could be something they could do.
Yeah. Or they were just like, hey, babe, what do you want to do tonight?
Didn't
Make
seem to go
date?
Super well though, because there's only three videos and they clearly are experimenting with how to grab attention. Do you know what I mean? Like one is like really fit couple has passionate sex, maybe. And then another was tattooed young couple fucked to the weekend. That was the last one they posted. Oh, and then there's one that was like had cream pie in it. And that one had like 2,000 views.
Oh, right.
But tattooed young couple fucked the weekend. I just like that they're like, the weekend's what's going to fucking cinch the deal.
Yeah, I like to have sex to the weekend.
I do too, but I don't like search for that on my porn. Yeah, especially when like the sound quality of the like weekend in the background isn't like great. Yeah. But they're attractive people and good luck to you.
Yeah.
I think and his header was like, or his handle was like career. Adonis something, which is a little... self-involved. I mean, I do feel like maybe this guy's a douchebag because he's like, we're going to make porn, babe. And also, I'm going to call myself Adonis. But they only posted 3 videos 6 months ago.
Okay. Maybe they're brainstorming.
And he has not been active for 6 months.
Okay.
So I think they gave this a shot and it didn't pan out.
Maybe they broke up.
I think they did.
I'm concerned for them now. How is she? How is she doing?
She's better off.
Yeah. Okay.
She's learning to love herself. And, you know?
Good for her.
Tall, slender whore gets brutally fucked by online. This isn't a title. This is actually what we're reviewing.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
No, I'm ready. I just sprung it on you.
Okay.
Because I was like, oh, wait, that sounds familiar. The hoedown was winding down.
That sounds familiar. Yeah.
So this is called Tall, Slender Whore Gets Brutally Fucked by Online Date.
This is from Hookup Hot Shots.
Starring Rocky Emerson and Brian Gosling.
Which is a man who's... making his porn career based on the frankly not true fact that he looks like Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, on the basis that he resembles him, I guess, is the reason for the name.
And I'm going to just have to break this man's heart and tell him he doesn't look like Ryan Gosling.
He is a white blonde guy.
Yeah, that's about it.
He doesn't look like...
And he's got facial hair.
Ryan Gosling. I will say that before watching this porn, when it like very first started, I was like, I'd fuck that guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, just on looks.
Okay.
Not on, like, how he greeted her.
Okay, we'll get into it.
So the summary of this is...
Yeah.
We open on a vast array of emoji pillows.
I have so many questions about those.
And I Wanna Believe poster adorns the back wall. What fucking...
Whose room is this?
Whose room is this? They're, like, trying to make it look like a 12-year-old's room or something.
She's like a little girl.
She's a little girl.
She's got pigtails.
She's got pigtails.
And she's covered in tattoos.
She's covered in tattoos. And I love her shorts.
Oh, interesting.
Maybe I should have saved that for the end because it's really the main thing I took away from this.
Okay.
Porn. We'll come back to it.
We'll come back to her outfit. So she's sitting in her room. We find out she's on this website.
Uh-huh.
And she's going to meet up with this guy.
We see these whimsical, colorful chat bubbles that show us what she is messaging to some guy.
And she opens with the line that has worked for me 1,000 times over, which is, your profile makes my pussy wet, ha ha.
I like to throw in a ha ha. So in case they're not ready to go there, I can be like, I was joking.
And then he just says, ha ha, easy. Like, oh, we can't even suspend the disbelief that this man would be, like, down to fuck. Like, he's still going to, like, put his arm out and be like, take it easy, girl.
Yeah.
Oh, we can't even...
That's the narrative I want to see. Is that this guy doesn't even want to fuck her. She has perfect tits and tons of tattoos and is very, like, cute.
And beautiful and tall. And
he can't be bothered. He's on the website, but he can't be bothered.
Sorry, just saw this text. You know, like, we can't even just pretend that he's like, holy fuck, you are so gorgeous. Yes, come over right now.
By the way, we're on to you, gentlemen. Sorry, just saw this. You only get to say that once a week.
Yeah.
So the arc from there is that she goes to this house that's presumably also a sex shop. Also, clearly, like, so are they shoot porn.
Yeah.
Like, they're just kind of like, this is our porn studio. Yeah. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
But she shows up and she calls him daddy.
Yep.
Hey, Rachel.
Yep, that's a term that I use.
Well, not the way it is here later. I feel like this video needs a trigger warning. Like, we are about to talk about some fucking brutal shit.
Yeah.
Isn't it cute how I hesitated before I said fuck just then?
That was nice.
Like, you listen to this podcast, but it's when they say fuck that really I'm not okay with this.
Explicit. My God.
So he invites her. He does a weird... So it's like a POV shot of her at the door. Why did he like scan the backyard? Were they being like, maybe we'll murder this bitch. We need to make sure no one saw her come in.
I don't know.
That was a weird shot.
I also really hated that he goes, look at the camera, sweetheart.
When he greeted her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are the rules of the world here?
Yeah.
We're just going to break the fourth wall?
Well, I don't, yeah.
How dare you?
It was unclear whether it was like, I mean, I think they were just being like, you came to sign up to do a porn.
Yeah, but like.
Like, it's, that's a pretty common
but it was
porn
already,
premise to be like.
We were already recording her before then.
I know. That's, yes, they broke their own rule where they yes. were like, the setup is, but like, that's a pretty common thing in porn to be like, it's a casting couch thing or it's a like. Fake taxi is a whole yeah. fucking channel. I think in this, they were like, we're just going to give you the prologue, which is her at home.
Yeah.
And then be like, you're sure you want to do this? You know what this yeah. is about? Look at the camera, sweet. Like the camera yeah. just came in. She, yeah. I agree that it is a conflict of logic.
Yeah.
That's not really my main issue with this.
This is true.
So she comes in.
Yeah, she's fully a foot taller than him.
Mm-hmm. It is nice that they mentioned that. Well, she's taller than him. They also stand her up on a platform thing.
No.
Don't they?
No, honey. She's just like 6'3".
Are you sure?
Yeah. She's not on a platform. She's just that tall.
I thought they stood her on a thing.
No, she's just that tall.
You're sure?
I'm going to, yes.
Should I check?
I mean, if you want, but
well, let's
I would appreciate
talking.
It if you just trusted me.
I trust you.
So anyways, she stands up, he starts like taking her shirt off and he's like, I was actually into that, like how slowly he was like taking her shirt off and like massaging her boobs, you know? Uh-huh. And then it got a little aggressive and I got scared for her boobs because I'm someone who bruises easily on my titties.
Yeah.
So I was concerned for her, how hard he was squeezing them.
Uh-huh.
And then he just unzips her shorts and just spreads her ass cheeks and
yeah
like shows her asshole and pussy to the camera and he's like,
just the very gynecological,
would you look
just,
at that,
yes.
Would you look at that,
he whispers it,
yeah,
for you to hear,
yeah.
Would you look at that,
he's also covered in tattoos,
he's yes yeah. he's also tatted and has glasses,
yeah,
he's like, there's like sort of a hipster vibe there, but yeah. it's clouded with
yeah
him being disgusting also.
At one point I was just like, whose home are we in?
Yeah, well that's what I was like confusing because like so she's there and she's in front of like what looks like a store.
No, it's just
like there's
a rack
of clothes. But like posters
no,
and like a rack
it's
of
just
clothes.
Like, you know what this is? This is Rocky's home.
Yes.
This is actually the porn star's home.
And there's a kitchen behind the rack
this
of clothes.
This is where her bedroom was. They just all shot it in one place and yeah. they made it look like it was two different places.
Yeah.
Because there's just racks of her clothing.
Yeah. When I got confused is when and she like, started to suck them off and behind her was like the entryway. And I was like, wait a minute. Were yeah. we just in a clothing store? Like I
no.
just couldn't track.
This is like, there's like a... It's like a blue light poster of like skulls on yeah. the wall. Like it smells like Nag Champa in there. Certainly. It definitely does.
It smells like
Hot Topic.
Okay. So I'm reviewing for those of tracking.
Okay.
You may be right that
she's just a fucking foot taller than
I. I thought he stood her on something.
No.
But we don't actually get frame of the floor.
Yeah.
So it could be either way, but it would be a weird choice to stand her up on a thing and not. You know.
So
anyway, I'm going to stop watching porn while we're recording this because that's
thanks.
A bit much.
So she, thank you. She, there's a lot of mouth fucking in this. A lot yeah. of choking on his penis.
Emphasis on fucking. Like this is not a blowjob.
No,
this is a lot
she's
of
she's never
mouth
sucking
fucking.
His dick. He's just fucking her in the mouth and throat.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
at one point.
Oh, wait. Oh, I wrote down a really important detail.
Oh, give it to me.
Suddenly she's greasy.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Like he yeah. he stands her up, he plays with her tits. She's got this weird plastered school photo smile on. He opens her asshole up like it's a science project. Cut to, she's greased down
she's
and she's ready to go.
Up.
She's just
somehow
we don't see it happening.
Slicked up.
Which is a missed opportunity because I think
oh
applying any kind of lubricant can be made. You know, that can be fun. That can be a part of the foreplay. But instead, they're like, okay, cut. Okay, grease her up. Okay,
yeah.
bring her back. Okay,
yeah.
great. And action. And then it goes into, like, lots of mouth fucking. He folds her up in different ways.
Yeah, it's a lot of him in a full squat.
Yes.
And, like, sumo like, squat, so like he's fucking downward.
Yes.
Like dipping like his penis sitting.
Yes.
into her.
Yes. At one point he folds. I looked up the name of this yoga pose because I was like, how do I? It's a plow.
It's plow.
It's called a plow.
Yep.
Which would almost be cute if this wasn't a bad porn.
Because yeah, he's plowing her.
Yeah. So it's when she's like got her head on the ground. And her body folded up like yeah. her.
She's laying down.
And then her legs over her head and then yeah. her knees like by beside her head.
Face.
On yeah. the floor. And he's like sitting in it.
Yeah.
Like
he's just like hands on his thighs, like yeah. squatting downwards. Doing and he also keeps just sticking. Saying, good. 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 What?
He didn't get punch up on this. No. Listen, he's doing his best.
What? Like, yeah. why? Why are you saying that?
Then he does a cool thing where he sits down and holds her head by yeah. her hair and throat over yeah. his dick and fucks her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
That was my least favorite.
Hated that also. And then, you yeah. know, she chokes and yeah. there's, you know, like excess saliva.
Yeah.
And then he just smears it on her face.
Yeah. Tons of spit just on her face in her
yeah.
hair.
Yeah.
Then he fucks her from behind. Comes in her face. Oh God. And then the finishing shot. Oh wait, sorry. Am I rushing?
Hold on.
That finishing shot.
He makes her keep her eyes open while right. he comes on her face.
Fucking piece of shit. That is how you get an infection.
And
you know it.
There's fully makeup is smeared all over her.
Yeah.
There were so many times where she was like, just like defeated and destroyed.
Yeah. yeah. I mean, that was the idea. That was certainly what they're going for. The last yeah. shot is her sitting, it's like kneeling in front of a bowl.
She's holding a bowl.
They've given her like a bowl, like a clear glass, large bowl that yeah. has just secretion and
like maybe.
Semen and spit in it.
Yeah.
And she's like dripping and gloopy and one of her fake eyelashes is off.
Stuck to her
and
cheek.
And is stuck to her cheek like she's about to play some football and keep the sun out of her eyes. It looks like she is made of glue.
Yeah.
That shot is so...
And then he takes a photo of her.
Yeah. And then they come in and they like take yeah. extra photos. Yeah. And it's like remember, Polaroid. It's a porn shoot. And we're like, yeah, cool meta move there. Yeah. Woof.
I hated that porn.
Did you like any of it?
The only thing that I liked was like at the beginning when he was like slowly like unzipping her like pants and like slowly taking his time, like taking her top off.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah. then a little bit. Oh, and then he fingered her for a little bit mm-hmm. while she was standing.
Oh, yeah. She squirted a little.
Well, she squirted a little
they
bit.
Just snuck that in.
Yeah. Like that was nice. And then.
Because it's degrading. So they're going to throw that in there.
It all went downhill for yeah. me.
There was almost a portion that I would have liked. Like he fucks her. He gets on top for a second, like yeah. almost missionary, but obviously like. With everyone displayed for camera.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a... I don't think he's very good in bed.
I don't think so.
I think he does this kind of porn because he can't sustain a fuck.
He just says, good.
Yes.
Good.
Good.
Yeah.
And he also was like choking her so intensely.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Like it looked fucking... I was worried for her. Yeah. I was like, this is how people die.
Mm-hmm. I would have vomited. Fully vomited.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
The first time.
I'm almost surprised that wasn't part of it because yeah. it was that level of degradation and non-consent vibes.
Also, this is something that we missed in the very beginning when she's in her room and like waiting for this man to text her back because like obviously that's just reality. She just starts.
I've never waited for a man to text me back.
Oh, you haven't? Oh, cool. So she's just sitting in front of a mirror playing with her pussy.
Uh-huh.
Who does that?
I wish I did.
I've never just been like, yeah, I'm just going to waste some time. And I mean, I've certainly wasted some time while masturbating. Sure. Yeah. If I got it.
But rarely
half hour.
Is it just
to like
stuff.
Look at my pussy in the mirror and like touch myself.
I mean, I feel like we should.
Yeah, maybe.
We don't, yeah. but we could.
Mainstream porn certainly has
believes
you
that that's all
that's what
we
women
do.
Just that's, stand in front of a mirror and like touch ourselves.
Who has time to respond to emails when you're busy just.
And never even actually get off. Like it'd be one thing if they were like, I'm going to masturbate and like come, but they're just like, I'm just going to touch my pussy. And yeah. Just like touch my body.
I like the idea of a masturbation session where I'm like, I am doing great. And
yeah.
then I finish.
Right. But it was just like
but
a
I don't
warm-up.
Get up and then go to a house and have someone choke me till I vomit.
And lose a fucking eyelash.
And lose a fucking eyelash. Those things aren't cheap.
I know.
But.
Should we take a little break here?
Let's take a little break.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So the next porn we're going to review is from Erica Lust, one of our faves, called Ink Is My Blood.
It's a little collab.
Yes, it's a collaboration.
With Apollonia St. Clair, who is someone that I've been following on Instagram for a while. Mm-hmm. She's this amazing, no one actually knows like what her real identity is.
Yeah. I think it's she because I read an interview with her where she was referred to as she. It didn't obviously betray her identity, but it did say she. So presumably she would have given a pronoun if not.
Yeah. She's just this amazing artist, an erotic artist who draws these really beautiful line drawings, very detailed.
Neo-noir surrealism, I heard them described as. Oh, that just sounds like a lot of words together.
But. Yeah. And it's mainly ties in with this book by her, of her drawings called Ink Is My Blood.
Yes.
And directed by Erica Lust, starring Moth and Rust, which are a real life couple, which I really love.
They're a couple in real life.
Yeah.
Oh, I like it more now. Okay. So general rundown summary of this porn.
Yes.
We start with some like moody, like sort of random shots, right? Yeah. Like first we're like on a balcony and he's like playing with her and like sort of fucking her from behind, but she's got panties on.
Yeah.
Like grinding into her from behind is sort of what's that? Like shots from below.
Yeah.
Really cool. Like
shots. Yeah. And then she's reading this book.
Then she's reading Apollonia's
book. Kind of getting inspired by these drawings.
Mm-hmm. Like using it to get turned on a little.
Yeah. And then would they fuck?
Well, then we're like back in the kitchen.
Oh, sure.
And she pours herself a glass of cream, I have to assume it is, because she takes a sip and there's a very thick mustache. Yeah. So. And then she pours the bottle on herself and she's naked, I should mention. Mm-hmm. Not naked. She's got like her shirt open.
Yeah.
And then he like licks it off and sucks on her tits and goes down her like in the kitchen. Like I like to imagine that this couple is just like breakfast, babe.
Yeah.
Because I've never had the audacity to be like, you fuck me now, and to pour milk down my front and have someone eat it off
and then
me.
She sees another image and gets inspired by that. And
then we're like back in the living room where she was looking at the book before. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, my voice is cracking. And then they, and then they start to fool around and go at it.
Yeah. This is a great porn.
Mm-hmm.
Really hot.
Mm-hmm.
I just like the idea of like her like getting inspired by these images and then like doing them in real life, you know, like the milk moment and then also the like the nun kind of thing. Yeah, like her. I also just love when a woman just like sits down in front of a man and just like masturbates and is like, you can watch me now.
Yeah.
You know,
I've always wanted to kind of just straight up do that. And I've never boldly been like, I'm chilling off now.
Yeah.
It's only ever come out of a fooling around scenario. It's never been me like, now it's me.
You can participate or not.
Yeah. But. The nun moment was weird, but I liked it because it was justified. We should say that throughout the course of the film, what they do is they'll like freeze frame and then like Apollonia's illustrations will like etch in over the photo image.
Right.
And then it'll like turn into one of her illustrations.
Yes.
And there's some dialogue in there about mysterious Apollonia.
Yeah.
And she says something like, we would see ourselves made of black and white lines, like referring to her own fantasy of living an Apollonia illustration. And then it says living out our wildest fantasies for all to see, which I think is why she suddenly dresses a nun and then touching herself.
I wrote that I had a hard time when there's voiceover in porn because I don't listen.
Yeah. So you're not a listener?
No, I'm watching. I'm watching. But then I did write this one down, this quote, because I liked it. Free from the shackles of shame or guilt, liberated and eroticized. And I was like, that's how I want to live my life, baby.
Yeah. I generally also don't
write that on my tombstone.
Voiceover in porn. You find there's a lot of it in Erica Lust. Yeah. Like, that is the moody, artful thing. It's always only there, like, at the beginning, which is right to be, like, setting it up with it. And I think it's worth it here just for how it earns the random, like, nun. Because if we were, she was suddenly, like, dressed as a nun.
Yeah.
And I didn't know why. I'd be like, what are we doing here?
Right.
But I honestly, I could have done it as, like, subtitles or cards instead.
Well, she looks at the picture of her as a nun.
Yeah.
The drawing. So. Yeah.
But I did, like, the, just, like, hearing about playing out fantasies and stuff. Like, it wove together for me, even though I didn't want those cutaways that much, or that voiceover, I mean.
I liked another moment where she was like on the stepladder in the books, and then he just comes up and pulls down her panties and eats her ass.
Yes, I love
a good moment of ass eating.
I love a good Beauty and the Beast style rolling ladder.
Yeah, there was some ass eating missing from Beauty and the Beast for me, but agreed.
Yeah, yeah, that's the one thing missing from that popular Disney film.
Yes.
But yeah, I loved that. I love the setting in general.
Me too. Like, I was like, this apartment is where I want to fucking be.
Yeah. And reading about Apollonia, it said something like a creature of the old world, which I love, which feels right around the style of illustration that it is, or like what it harkens back to, because some of it has like mythological influence and that kind of thing. And I liked that fit with the setting of the porn, that it was this like very Huga vibes. Yeah, like very like cozy but old world.
It was like a fireplace.
They fucked by a fireplace.
That is a beautiful apartment.
That is a top level fantasy.
Yeah. For
me, Rachel, me you too. Should know. Like,
me
I
too.
Have not.
And I
and
want to.
I don't
to.
Know how I will, and I want to. Yeah, and it's just like lovely. Like, is it Adobe? I don't know. The like interior of the place feels
very white and clean and homey.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I want to fuck here. I don't want to fuck in the the weird
dungeon,
you know, or like Rocky Emerson's like
weird
apartment,
emoji pillow like, apartment
with her fucking like
posters
Nag Champa
on the wall.
Yeah. Believe posters. No, absolutely not.
Yeah. Yeah.
I also. So then they lay, so they're laying down on the ground and they're fucking by a fireplace. And
it starts with him going down on her and then she goes down on him.
Yeah.
And then
he's
fucking
covered in tattoos.
Oh, I love his tattoos.
Yeah, he's got some really great tattoos.
He's got some really artful tattoos.
He has like a German quote on the back.
Yo, did you look it up? Because
I
did.
Oh, thank God you did.
I'm going to butcher this. I don't actually know what language it is. It's probably Austrian.
Oh, is it?
Die Welt ist alles, was der Fall ist.
Oh.
First time speaking Austrian.
Hey.
Or trying to.
Great fucking job.
Thanks.
That sounded great to me.
Thank you. The translation is, the world is all that is the case, or the world is everything that happens to be the case. It is a quote from Ludwig Wittgenstein, who is an Austrian-born philosopher who spent much of his life in England.
Oh, wow.
I don't know enough about this philosopher to speak to him, so I'm, like, afraid to. But I think the idea, like, of some of the stuff that I was sort of glancing through is, like, the world exists as we see it. He also has this quote that I found in my research around Wittgenstein. Philosophy is a battle against the bewitchment of our intelligence by means of our language. So I don't know. I guess we have to ask Rust, Moss. What are their names?
Moth and Rust.
Moth and Rust. Which one's which? Rust is the guy.
I assume it's Rust is the ginger.
Because he's, we should say.
Oh, he's a ginger?
He's a ginger. These people are beautiful.
Yeah. Hot.
Now knowing very that they're a couple, it makes sense because they're both kind of like furry. Like she's got furry she's armpits and she's got a full bush.
He's got a full beard.
Full beard. I don't love his beard.
Me neither. Yeah. I'm not a beard person.
I am, but it's got to be clean.
Oh, I don't like full beards. Like, I like some stubble.
Uh-huh.
I certainly love, like, 5 o'clock shadow, like, a little bit. But, like, if it's longer than, like, a couple.
Like a week.
Oh, yeah. Funny. You trim it.
Oh.
If there's things getting stuck in it, absolutely not.
Oh. I like a beard.
I don't like it.
I'll do a beard. Okay. But it has to be pretty trimmed and it has to be like pretty close to the face, I think. His like fully comes down like Sir Thomas the Fawn style. Like it gets wispy and thin at the end.
It needed some shaping
which
is
up. Not my thing. Yeah, I think you could trim that beard and I'd be into
it. He fully looks like someone I've had sex with. Like a ginger covered in tattoos.
A specific ginger you've had sex with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't say that I've had sex with anyone that looks exactly like
that. But that guy is obviously like a little bit more attractive.
The Rust is?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Actually, going a
back
lot more.
What am I saying?
He's a lot more attractive.
Going back to the tattoos.
Yeah.
He's got like a peacock arm, mm-hmm. like upper arm.
Feathers.
And then some like really great like winding. I don't even know how you describe the style of his tattoos. Like fine lines.
Like thigh tattoos, which I was attracted to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're not overwhelming. Like it's not like he's like fully inked out, but it does cover like several places on his body, but it's tasteful.
Yeah.
Like, it's just really beautiful work. I'd be curious to know who did it.
Mm.
Other highlights.
Oh, I love when a man fingers a girl and also jerks off at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It's like something about like him getting off by him pleasuring her. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he's getting off by pleasuring her.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's hot to me.
Yeah. Also just the notion of like keeping it going, but it not being all about him is hot.
And then there's a great moment of them both touching themselves in front of each other, which is like real sex to me.
Yeah. That's real sex to me.
That's what real sex looks like.
Yeah. And then the penetrative sex is pretty great too. Mm-hmm. I will say it doesn't quite get as climactic as I do like sex to get. Like
I would agree with you.
But that's sort of chill, you know, like it feels like real sex. Exactly. Like I buy that this is their like Sunday afternoon sex.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't have to be like, holy shit, I can't believe we're doing this. I like that. I like the like frantic, sweaty fuck somewhere in a porn. Yeah. Like that is the climax I want to see.
Yeah.
But I buy this porn like all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
And I buy that their lives are much better than mine based on the decor.
Yeah.
And just how cool to get to have great sex like that all the time.
There was a really, one of the drawings that was like animated from the shots was like amazing. Where it was like, she's going down on him.
Mm-hmm.
And then they like,
she turns into a mermaid.
Yeah. Yes. I loved that.
Well, she's got like his balls in her mouth and looks up at him and then like grows a tail and is a mermaid.
It was
she had a couple tails. She also turned into like some kind of
devil
thing. Bull, maybe.
Yeah.
With a tail at one point when she was on top of him.
Apollonia stuff is like.
Yes. Very mythological, very like creature feature.
Mm-hmm.
That's not really the right term because creature feature is a different genre, but you get what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he tricks off and comes in her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
It's really sweet. I was never scared for her.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, there's some elements in here that like our stuff we see in other porns.
Yeah, like he fucks her in the mouth.
He mouth fucks her, but it's like
it's never scary.
Yeah. She takes his whole dick first and like she sucks him off and like works it back there and then he fucks her. Yeah. But it's not like holy shit.
Yeah.
She's crying.
Yeah. There goes an eyelash.
And he like gets her by the throat a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
But
there was a good moment where like he was fucking her from behind. They're laying down.
Mm-hmm.
And then he like goes around and grabs her throat, which is like my favorite thing.
Yes.
Know? Just like it's like an embrace. And like, he's like holding her throat. He's not like choking her, but it's like there's pressure there and it's very intimate.
There are really great details in this. There are also, of course, there are a couple. Mm-hmm. There was a moment where like they're fucking and they like lace fingers over someone's knee.
Yes.
Just very like subtly. And it isn't like, it's not a big gesture, but like just like the little ways that you communicate with someone when you care about them and you're fucking them. There's also a moment where he's fucking her. She's laid out in front of the fireplace and he's fucking her from behind.
Yeah.
And he's got his like hand down and she reaches around and like puts her hand on his hand, like little things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so sweet. I wonder what their life is. It must be so cool.
I know. Do they live in that apartment?
Do they want to hang out with me?
Yeah.
Maybe it's their apartment. It's a nice apartment.
Can we rent it? Is it on Airbnb? I want to go there.
Can we hang out with them?
Do you guys have hot friends?
Yeah. What's your single friend scene like? What else?
And then they lay together.
Oh, yeah. Then they pose and look at the book. A drawback. One drawback.
Yeah. Give it to me.
I loved her like looking at the book to get turned on.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
It was when after they had been fucking, she pulls the book back in.
Yeah.
And I was like, we're in it, girl. Like,
we don't need it. We don't need that moment.
Like, A, it's a book, so it's like cumbersome. Like, it's like weirdly, like, she's just like,
I should look at this
the first
now.
Time she looks at it, he's fucking her. He's on top of her, right? Yeah. And she's on her back and she pulls the book up like between them. Like,
yeah.
To be like, okay, I'm just gonna reveal.
I was told to hold this. I was told
to heavily feature this.
Yeah.
Like, I bought it more when she sort of crawled away from him and like
yeah.
had the book open and then he like got on top of her again.
Yeah.
But even then I was like, no.
We don't need it. Because
like, I mean, yes, we're featuring Apollonia. But like, have you ever watched porn with a partner?
Yeah.
And like, you watch the porn, you turn on, and then you fuck each other. If right. I was like, hold on.
I gotta
and
go
like,
back to this porn. And
like, pull my laptop back out while he's inside of me and be like, dude.
Yeah. Hi.
Like, hi.
I'm here.
I'm here now.
My dick's in you. Can you look at me?
I'm gonna jizz on your laptop. Yeah. And I'm not paying for it, is what I would say. If someone did that to me. I'm gonna squirt on your laptop.
And guess what? It's mostly
I know how now. Any other highlights?
It was great. I loved it. I loved that it wasn't just like one singular session. You know what I mean? Like, it was over time.
Also, a thing that I buy and that I liked is that they went down on each other, they fucked, and then they went down on each other again.
Yeah.
Like, they went back to head. Mm-hmm. And that trajectory is something we should all work into our lives.
Real sex.
Yeah, real sex.
And then there was a really pretty shot at the credits of just like her on a bike, like looking at a, like listening to like the clock, like the bell tolling.
Mm-hmm. I just like listening to the clock.
Listening to the bell tolling. Sorry. You know, you never just listen to the clock.
You just bike around and listen
like,
to the clock.
Yeah. It was just like, she just like, you know, romantically swept up in the moment. Yeah. But it was also like looking at her ass, like on this bike seat while the credits rolled. And I was like, Erica Lust is a good filmmaker.
She is. Great porn, great film.
Definitely am going to masturbate to Ink Is My Blood.
Yeah, I already have.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You jilled off last night?
No, I jilled off the first time I watched it.
Oh, sorry.
When I got it in like a bigger...
I watched it this morning, so I didn't have time.
I was planning to jill off to it last night when I was going to review it.
Yeah.
But then we just got home so late and I was tired and I didn't jill off.
I get it. Sometimes you just don't have the
time. Sometimes you just go to sleep. Sometimes you got to go to sleep instead. Yeah.
So to recap... Ink Is My Blood.
Definitely make it into the Spank Bank.
Me too.
And I don't need
I don't need the other one.
I don't need Brian Gosling in my life.
Brian Gosling.
Good luck with wishing you the best
in your career, but no thanks. Future endeavors. But I don't need you just shouting good. Good.
While you pogo stick me.
Exactly.
In my plow position. Thanks for listening.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Remember to give us a rating. You know, 5 stars, we're thinking.
Yeah.
If you give us 5 stars and say something clever in the review, we might read it out loud. Maybe give us your porn star name. Maybe tell us if you like Apollonia.
And what your favorite search term is.
Thanks for listening to Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good for women.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.